A little bit more green than red here as we get started on a Thursday. This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. Corn futures up about 2.5 cents here on the overnight. Soybeans up 5.25. A little mixture in the soybean complex and the wheat complex. We'll get into those numbers in just a moment. World equity markets are mostly higher this morning in an aftermath of the Fed decision to leave interest rates unchanged, but with a signal of 3 rate cuts ahead in 2024. Chairman Powell reiterated his recent more dovish language, suggesting that the economy is slowing and that rate cuts will likely be appropriate given the trajectory of the economy. This is what equity traders wanted to hear, and the 3 major stock indexes all closed at new lifetime highs. That's the first time all 3 indexes have made new highs since 2021. This morning we'll get weekly jobless claims as well as existing home sales, leading economic indicators, and S&P's flash PMIs for both services and manufacturing. The Dow right now is up 95 points. European markets are mixed, with London and Germany both trading higher, France trading just fractionally lower. Asian markets are also mixed. Japan's Nikkei up 2%, and China's Shanghai composite is down fractionally. Over onto the livestock side of things, well, it was a double-digit down day for the livestock complex across the board. Nothing terrible, but it was still lower nonetheless. Traders of cattle are looking ahead to the cattle on feed report tomorrow, and hog traders are focused more on the weakness of cutouts rather than the strength of cash. Opening cattle calls today are for me to be steady to mixed, hogs mixed to higher. Take a look at those numbers coming your way right after this.
Now that the calendar shows March, prep for the 2024 planting season is well upon us, and we'd like to remind you of a few extra steps to help reduce the safety risk during the heat of that planting season. There's the obvious: make sure all that safety equipment is in proper working order as part of your routine preparations, but also try to rest up, as chronic fatigue can have the same effect on your body as drugs and alcohol, and slowed reaction times can be dangerous. This message furnished by the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
May corn is up 2.75 at 4.41¾. Soybeans up 6 cents at 12.15½. Soy meal up $3.40 at 3.45.90. Soy oil down a nickel now at 48.95. Chicago wheat up 3.5 cents at 5.48½. Kansas wheat now up a penny at 5.81½. Seeing some rebound there. Minneapolis spring wheat up a nickel at 6.60 even. And oats trading a nickel higher at 3.58¼. That's been a check of the overnight trade here on Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network on your Thursday morning. I'm Dustin Huffman.